Hallelujah. Father, thank you for understanding, for illumination, for light. Thank you because our priorities again are sharpened and realigned. We know who we are, we know whose we are, we know what we have made of, we know what we can do. We are made better by it in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, have a seat, everyone. Christian songs and worship. This one is going to be very short. Very short, I promise you. But all I was supposed to do in one sermon was what I divided into three. One sermon. Just so that we can progress. And so now I won't even finish this last part. I want to be done soon. Hallelujah. So the question I asked you, are you ready with my answers? Are you ready? One volunteer from the group. What makes a song a Christian song? Quick. Don't delay. I have promised that I will close by 12, so don't delay me. What makes a song a Christian song? A spiritual song. All the conversations we were having. The way I was seeing the conversation, I decided to extend it beyond 5 minutes. I said these people they are receiving rhema from the Amiga to come and hear what they are saying. From the throne room, direct, fresh hot bread. What's going on? Spiritual song. Who is talking? All right. Let me hear. Yes. Emoji.
Okay, praise God. If it has to be a spiritual song, it will be a song that defines or describes our nature and reality in Christ.
Who we are,
what made us,
and our responsibility in Christ.
It's okay. Thank you. Don't preach my preaching. So, question two. What is that song? Yeah, Break Every Chain. Is it a spiritual song? All right, give it to Power. Power says a spiritual song. Give it the microphone. Explain quick. 30 seconds. Why, what do you have there? What do you discuss in your group? Why is it a spiritual song?
Hey, it's a spiritual song.
Yeah, of course.
Because it is inspired in the name of Jesus.
Okay.
But just like words, just like whatever we explain, there's a context to everything.
Okay.
Even what we preach, we preach in all circles. We can't say there's no power in the name of Jesus. There's power to break chains.
Okay.
But it depends where, what kind of chain is breaking. If it is a spiritual song.
The song. I gave you the whole song. That's all that is in the song. It's not like there's something that is not there that I forgot. There's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. I see an army rising up to break every chain. I see the chains
it's
falling.
Spiritual song.
All right, thank you. Who is arguing for? Four. You say it's a spiritual song. All right, quickly speak. It's a spiritual song. All right, quick. Yes. Yes.
And the latter part of it say that there's an army that is rising up. So now, to me, I think first of all, the song spoke about salvation. How that we Christ Jesus, the name of Jesus is the only name that can save. Then the song now talks about believers coming to preach the gospel to break.
See, integration. This is serious integration. I gave you a simple song. You have added all the adjusta. Why? Did you see that in the song? Where'd you get it from? There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Finish. I see the chains falling. I see that'll be right to break every chain. Okay. No, four, you have enough. Against. All right, let me hear against.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The song is not a spiritual song.
Okay.
In that, spiritual songs should be songs that, as we learn, songs that are filled with our realities in Christ. And this song particularly, even though it mentioned that there's power in the name of Jesus, did not give a definition of what that power is going to do. It says to break every chain. Now, anybody can take that song out of context and say this chain can be a chain of poverty. I can break, even if my landlord locks my door, the power in the name of Jesus, I can use to break this door. So this chain can be, it's a void speech or a void conversation. So we cannot say it's a spiritual song because it does not explain.
Right, any for, any against? I mean, we have done two for, against. All right, Grace against. So it's my choir members that I'm talking about the against. All those people that
praise God.
The people that said four. Let me see you. Yes, very good. You
all right,
your resignation from the choir today. Continue.
There is power in the name of Jesus, but what for?
Yeah.
Unto salvation, right? So we see the power of God in salvation. Ephesians 1, all the power of God for salvation because Christ resurrected and all that. So the power of God is in salvation. It's seen in salvation. So when we can sing that song, not in the gathering of believers, but, you know, when we go for crusades or anything, and we know that, okay, there are people who are not saved in this gathering. But what we need to do is to preach to them, tell them about salvation. Because all the problem of man, you know, it still ends in salvation. You see, that's the only answer God has for man, salvation. So you preach to them, you don't tell them. So when it comes to generational curses and all these things, what we do is still preach salvation. You still tell the man about Christ. Preach that, because when he's sound in his Christology, in the knowledge of Christ, those things will not even be, you know, a bother to him anymore.
Amen. We have plenty of preachers in the house. Okay, my second song. No, who is saying four? A spiritual song. Four. A spiritual song. Four. A spiritual song. I know it's your people. Oh, yeah. Explain. I said spiritual. You said four. I said explain. Who is arguing four that is a spiritual song? Is that for me? It's all right. Thank you. So I don't have any four. All right. So since I don't have any four, it would be unfair to take all the against the house. I see people want to crash the song. David, thank you. All right, let's start. What makes a song a spiritual song? To answer this, we must explain three things. Number one, information. What is being said? Information. What is being said? That's information. And number two, intention. Why is it being said? Intention. Information, intention. The third thing you must take into consideration is inspiration. Where is the song coming from? Or the source of the song. So we've seen information, intention, and inspiration. Those three things. Now let us examine. Information. What is being said? Colossians 3. So we are going to analyze and then we'll close. Continue on Wednesday. So I can finally teach Christian songs on worship. And tie it up in joy. Colossians 3, verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. So, what you are to communicate to one another according to this scripture is the word of Christ. It is already dwelling richly in you, abundantly in your heart. You are to communicate the word of Christ. So the information we want to hear in your song, to make it a spiritual song, is the word of Christ. And we cannot overemphasize this. The word of Christ is not in melody. It's not in instruments. In fact, the sentence already gives you an expo. The word of Christ. So the word of Christ is in where? In words. Word of Christ. Not melody. Not symphony. Not your sonorous voice. Or as part of your sonorosity of your voice. Oh, that's not the word of Christ. Word of Christ is the word. That is why in songs, lyrics is priority. Priority is the message. We have a screen in this church for one purpose and one purpose only. To let you know what you are singing. We don't project scriptures for you. You have to come to church with your Bibles. We don't project key points. You have to take down as much as you can, you know. But we have it there. Lyrics. So that's the most important part of the song. Know what you're saying. So the first question to always ask in a song is, what message is being communicated? For you that is about to sing the song, what message am I communicating? What is the message I want to communicate? What is it? We must hear your words. That's why, as you said, it's not a spiritual song. Even though the person who sang the song said it's a song of the spirit, that there are some sounds in the spirit that you cannot give voice to, like groanings that cannot be uttered. That when you start singing, when it comes in you like a burden that you cannot express, so you just all you first of us that you're doing, just go. And then when it's now becomes when it's bubbling out, like that, you just go, that way you can't take it anymore. You just go from the intensity is increasing. So from that, and there is an atmosphere that kind of song creates. You don't. Let's try it. Everybody, let's go. Together, want to go. Party to. I'm already feeling it. There is already a mood that is tearing up in you. Like, this emotion. Because at that point in time, you're just, if a person starts crying. So the fact that he's stirring up whatever he's stirring you, Michael Jackson can do much more better. At least there are records that say people died in his concerts. It's all died. Oh, God! Boom! What kind of death is that? I don't understand. As you just scream, I'm excited. Okay, my life just ends. It's over. I've seen Michael Jackson. That's all I... Well... So what you are blessing us with is words. We must hear what you are saying. We must hear it. That's what you are using to bless us with. So even if you say, there is God's power, it's all we've got to turn men from darkness to light, we can't hear it, light. No, told you nonsense, but foolish girls, of the gospel, a Lord of pastor, more men we want, sweet. By that you finish your little sweet, we can't hear what you are saying again. If without living, we can't, without the aid of this thing, what is this person saying? What exactly is it? You have failed us. Yeah. That's a spiritual song. You have wasted our time. Whether you run or the reef runs, finish K, other sleepers, whether you have entered the key that is no longer in the keyboard. If the keyboard is that way, you have overmodulated like the way Brian Michael was saying that his transposing has finished. You have now passed his K, you have gone higher, you have just modulated and going. Keyboard can no longer follow you. And we can't hear anything. I say, just drop microphone, it's not wasting our time. So, don't waste our time. In teaching, what we put forth is what we understand. You know the qualification for teaching. What do you teach? Like we started earlier, you teach what you have learned, right? You teach what you understand. Understanding is what ensures continuity. We don't have a different standard in song. In singing, we follow the same pattern. You sing what you understand. Sing what you know. Sing what you believe. Don't be telling a lie in your song. I will go wherever you lead me. God. I will go wherever you lead. I will go preaching Jesus. Because I'm simply devoted to this cause. God, I will go anywhere. I'm simply devoted to this call. I surrender all. After you finish crying and singing, You have an overzealous brother like Oju. Yeah, sister, I saw the way you were singing. I can see the passion of the Lord all over you. Let us go to Somalia. Brother, calm down. Just calm down, man. It's not a song we are singing. Yeah, you're singing the song in context. I mean, I will go where it, as it should lead me, like as if you don't have God lead. We all know how God leads us. So don't lie, don't sing what you don't believe. That's right. Funny enough, as much as we tease that lady that came and said, I can't sing, I live for the man Jesus died for. You actually respect her a little. Because she's sincere. You can't go, I live for the man that Jesus died for. Oh, I live. Oh yeah, the man that Jesus died for next to you. Say, please, give me 15 naira. What did they do, you say? You know the reason. He asked me, he asked for 15 naira. This is the only 15 naira I get. This they ask me, so what did they do you? The next Sunday, I live for the man that Jesus. You don't know what you're saying now. You don't. So the lady simply said, I can't live for anybody. I live for myself. Of course, she's a disgrace to her reality as a believer. And she's a disgrace to whoever taught her, and the person that taught her is a disgrace to whoever her pastor is. Not to have learned that. So don't sing a lie, please. Don't. That is why your safest security net in blessing the saints is to stick with what you are learning. To stick with what you are learning. Not based on your mood or your vision. Just dream one day, you just saw the Lord high and lifted, flying in the sky, wearing white. The next day, you came to sing for us. Ah! The Lord is high, lifted in the throne, wearing white. He is flying from the sky to your heart, so back to me and in all of us. The Lord is high and lifted. Don't you doubt him. Don't you doubt him. Don't you doubt him. What have you said? Because you saw a vision. Jesus is coming back again very soon. Are you ready? Some we leave, some we go. Some we don't go. Which one are you? That is what you just saw from a vision or a dream. Or maybe you woke up one morning and not happy. And all the song is, Lord, can you hear me? Do you hear me as before? Hello, God. Do you want to? Can you hear us? You don't hear that song? Very sonorous. If I want you to hear the song, you want to cry. Hello, 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 God. Give us one more chance to prove ourselves to you. Hello, God. Hello, God. Just because you woke up one morning and maybe last week you were feeling fire inside your bones. You're no longer feeling it again somehow. And then you just say, God, I will resist that temptation to sing this song today. That thing will not work. I will not sing this song in this microphone. Anyway, so you don't sing a song just because you like it. No. Our safest net is what we are learning in blessing the saints. That's why you say our songs, we are following our teaching bumper to bumper. We're just going like that. JJ. As we are learning, as we are understanding, our songs are following the same line. Not that we are learning one thing, and then our songs now come from the Milky Way. You see a church where every Sunday your pastor is telling you to rededicate your life. That your holiness is based on confession of sins and forgiveness. You must confess, repent daily, all those kind of things. And yet, the choir wants to sing. I know who I am. A church where they don't teach you spiritual authority, don't teach you anything. I am righteous, so I am sanctified. I am. I'm walking in power. I'm walking in miracles. I live a life of favor. I know who I am. When you finish singing, the pastor comes to take the microphone. Petra! Petra! The name in that book of life. See, it's not by jumping up and down. It is by knowing that you are called. Like I do say, an angel came here and you did not know. Your eyes, you must see all these things. And you are singing, I know. Who are you fooling? Like, that means the choir is not fooling the congregation, not fooling them. Do you understand? or that you're learning, maybe in a church like this now, you're learning. You have learned that the Holy Ghost, there's no Holy Ghost moving anywhere. That we have Holy Ghost because we have what? Who? Men. So the activity of the Holy Ghost is seen where? In the men. Then you now take microphone, Henry, say, Henry, come and lead worship. Let me not use Henry. Let me use Paracletus. Henry is always on point. Para, come and lead. Well, it can never be my choir, but let's just say, choir, come and lead. Spirit, take over. Holy Ghost, take over. Like, okay, what's going on here? Move in this place. Holy Ghost, just move. You are free to move. Does that, how does it, that means what is happening? We have to question the para, okay, not there, we have to question para. Like, it's an obvious, it's showing obviously that he's not learning. But you have plenty of haters, so you're yeah, see my awesome brother. Yeah, I know, that also is an awesome brother. But see that even in spontaneous songs, your song must be correct. See, there he came to come and give us spontaneous song. This is one of my favorite songs for this year yet. The Spirit of the Lord is right here in this place. We can see him in the heart of everyone here, blessing us through these men. For God is in you to bless me, and God is in me to bless you. We have the Spirit. We have the Spirit. So what is different? What is different? Understanding. One is a lie against the Bible, against the Holy Ghost, against everybody. Spirit, take over. I wish it was possible. If we had the Holy Ghost outside men, what's going on? Like, where will I take over from to where? You take over. Do something. So your song goes aligned with your teaching. If Henry now, if he just comes and just sings something, this one has not learned what Pastor is saying. So how do we punish him? We give him sonship and authority. Go and listen to that song, that sermon 100 times. When you are done with it, then come and sing Spirit, take over. Let's hear. So don't just say anything like that. No. Don't just say, don't lie. Say what you understand, say what you believe. But we'll still catch you. If you don't understand, we'll know that what you are singing. We'll catch you. Why is this the safest? You know, explaining scriptures takes time. Imagine what Pastor has done in Our Jesus, and he has not finished series 1, series 2, series 3. That's a total of 25 sermons, just Our Jesus. And he has not finished though. He's explaining scriptures. Now, it is safer because after he has spent time to explain, the explanation can now be summarized. You cannot summarize, just lift a script, a Bible verse, and say, let us, Sam, where are you, Sam? Okay, I've seen one guy in Ezekiel. Let me just say, but he, O mountains of Israel, you shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people of Israel, for they are going to come. Is it the same we should sing the word of Christ? It is not the word of Christ. Let us open Bible anywhere we see. That's not what we mean by the word of Christ, though. We mean the learning you have received from what the detailed explanation. You can summarize all you have learned in a sermon in 5 minutes. You cannot summarize teaching something in 5 minutes, except you want to do DJ. That is why songs must be. For example, this guy created me a clean heart and purify me, created me a clean heart. So I may worship you. Next verse. Cast me not away from your presence. Please don't take your spirit from me. You're not crying. You're quite rebellious. And restore the joy of salvation so that I may worship you. So that I may worship you. I just sang scriptures. But that scripture, the explanation of that scripture, how long will it take you to explain that scripture if you want to explain? So let me just assume I want to sing, explain it. I want to explain that scripture in songs. After I finished singing that one, I said, although David did not speak with full understanding, he was not fully aware of God, what God wants to be done for man. The Spirit of God was not meant to come and go from a man, but that is what David saw, and that is what he understood. However, if you go further, you will hear the same David said, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. David knew of a blessedness that will come to a generation yet unborn. And he said that those ones are blessed because their sins are forgiven. So when you come further to the book of Romans, you now see the fulfillment of the scripture. That the Holy Ghost is fully inhabiting the man that has believed the gospel. Once you believe the gospel, Ephesians 1:13 says that you are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. So therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Such songs are also passed away. Such confessions are passed away. So now we say that we have the Holy Ghost fully present in us, and he doesn't leave. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Jesus, and I've never finished. Could you explain what? Would you understand from what I said? You can't. You can't. So that's why it's not safe to just open one Bible, especially in the Old Testament. Just like we say, we should sing scripture. And this Job opened his mouth and said to the Lord, Hey, so explanation. So it's not wise to try to sing verses straight, especially in the Old Testament. No. We explain, we sing what we have explained, or we sing what we have learned from the explanations of the scripture. After putting everything together and bring out the wisdom in the scriptures, then we can now sing that. That can be sung in 5 minutes. So, because there is a message and information you are passing out, your songs must not contain incomplete or half revelation. It is there, but it's not fully there. Even if it is a spontaneous song, like I always tell everyone, for example, there was a day in church when we did a spontaneous song. And so we rest in the knowledge of the truth. How many of you were in church today? So we rest in the knowledge of the Son. Now, if I just meet you outside and I want to sing, or you just hear the song outside, and all the song says is, so we rest in the knowledge of the truth. So we rest in the knowledge of the Son. So we rest. We rest in his love, so we rest. We rest in Christ alone. Does it make sense? Does the song make sense? It does. But it doesn't make full, complete sense. It looks like you are entering a conversation midway. Like you and somebody have been talking since. Then you pause the conversation, all of a sudden you just came back and said, as we were saying, you get. So that's why, even though at that point in time, when it was gotten as a spontaneous song, did we all understand, at least those of us that were in church that day? Yes, because it was based on a teaching pastor was on. So we can all understand. But like I always tell the choir members, you will not always be there to explain your song. You understand? So your song should be what can explain itself by when it's being sung anywhere, anytime. That's why we had to have the verse. The struggle to know God ends in Christ. No more mysteries. The veil is gone. The struggle to please God ends in Christ. No more rituals, no more ordinance to keep. So we rest in the knowledge of the truth. So we rest. Does it make sense now? I'm taking time to teach you this because we are doing practical songs. So don't think I'm wasting my time. We shall sing songs together, me and you to ourselves. Well, maybe not today because of time. But prepare for that. Also, for example, the day we sang, we bless one another from the fullness that we have. That was also a spontaneous song. Something was happening in church that day, and everyone was edifying one another, and then the choir was just singing. And then it's like, we bless one another from the fullness that we have. In that setting, is it correct? Yes. But you don't go out and be saying, we bless one another from the fullness of... who is the one another? Who is the fullness? What are you blessing from? Do you understand? That is why it is safer to add something. We are a family, the family of God. We have his Spirit in us. And his workings amongst us. We are ready to bless and much more receive. We despise none. utterance flows, and through our words, we receive power for our days. So based on that, you can now say, we bless one another from the fullness that we have. Does it make sense now? So all this, it's not like, because in spontaneous songs, most time you cannot be thinking everything. This verse of these songs were not added that day. But because we know we want to sing it somewhere else. Okay, maybe this one you can all relate to that. All of you were here last week, Sunday now. Just one message, one intention, one destination, Christ alone. For those of you that are in church, you need that song to be explained to you. You understand what's being said. But the next day, pastor wanted to export it and let us sing it out. We cannot just go and carry guitar. Just one message, one intention, one destination, Christ the Lord. It makes sense, though, but it doesn't make full complete sense. What are you talking about? What exactly is the scenario? So when you now have to, because you know what you're trying to say, when you add a verse, men want options in trying to know God. They want the way that best appeals to them. But there's just one God who never changes. He's made his way known and he's made it so simple. He has just one message, one intention. So is it a full song now? Do you understand? That's how we judge a Christian song. A song that is a spiritual song. You must not have half revelation. So in the song that people were fighting over, Henry, that's why it's my favorite choir. Let me say it quietly. Yeah, no, I'm sure. I don't know. You know, yeah, So, he simply said, there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every. Where are you coming from? Where are you going to? Which chain? What are you saying? And as he rightly said, anybody can apply it to anything. You can now say, the chain of poverty is broken. The chain of barrenness is broken. The chain of the chain of generational curses is broken. Which chain do you want to break? The chain, love chain. The chain, you gotta be breaking the chain. Anybody cannot say it. You cannot just. There is an army, right? Where is an army? Is it the U.S. Army? Is it which army? Don't let them. Do you understand? So don't be vague. Don't sing something that anybody can carry anywhere. For example, if you left that song just one message alone, you know some persons might be able to twist it too. Anyway, so your songs must not contain partial revelation. Even if it's a spontaneous song, develop it. Let it be a complete summary. Because you are blessing us with it. Let it make sense. A complete thought pattern. Anywhere we are, we can hear, listen, understand. Number two, the intention. Why are you saying what you are saying? Of course, we have said the reason why you are doing things must be important. 1 Corinthians 14 gives us a guideline. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 26. 1 Corinthians 14, 26. How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you had a psalm, a doctrine, a tongue, a revelation, had an interpretation, let all things be done unto edifying. So, the purpose for which we gather is for edification. And as we taught in testimony time, it is foolishness for you to be asking questions based on, is it wrong or right? Persons will say, for example, a topic like, should comedy be done in church? And the next thing you are hearing is comedy wrong or comedy right? After all, if the jokes are clean, is it right or is it wrong? That is a very foolish question. Because where you start from is not whether it is wrong or right. It is why are we gathered? What are we doing? What are we gathered to do? And what are you going to do for us based on this? The Bible says all that should happen when we come together is that saints gather for the better. Everything should be done into edification. What is edification? Edification is to build up your mind in the realities that are already in your spirit. You know, your spirit does not need edification. Your spirit is complete, full. So it is your mind that needs to be edified. How? By ensuring that, your realities have been presented to you clearly so you can come up in that knowledge. Knowledge. The end result of what we want to see in our activity in church is that the person is built up in his mind as touching the realities of the spirit. touching the reality of the spirit. The only way you can laugh, comedy is to make you laugh, right? So the only way I can make a joke for you to laugh as touching the realities you have is either I'm watering it down. You understand what I'm trying to say? If I want to make you laugh concerning your reality, that means I might need to water it down or say something to want you to be funny to you. Funny from outside in, not inside out. I just say, tongues. You know, tongues. Tongues is what everybody should speak, right? But have you heard some people's tongues? It just goes, you can't understand that, you never know that chicken they talk, I've not be anything. Everybody go, ah! Sorry. We must all speak in tongues. You are joking, though. We must all speak. See, tongues is important. I met all they speak in tongues. Ah, my bag. Songs. Guy that. But the end of the day, they have tried to make it funny to you, to your mind. They must twist it. They must. Anyway. So for songs, we don't do that. Our songs must not water down our reality. Must not. Your songs water down the spiritual reality in any way. If it negates the reality, the believer's reality, it waters it down. If it negates it, you can never qualify the spiritual song. Your song cannot make someone lose sight of the appreciation of spiritual things by not replacing it with other things. You want somebody to appreciate, spiritual things. That's supposed to be the end result of edification. But in your song now, you have not replaced that appreciation with other things. For example, this song, Able God, we want this morning. Have you heard of shower your blessing? We want this morning. That's thing, the song. There's the angel that is bringing your blessing. Do not, something should not happen to you, but you should not sleep, yes. So, at that time, what is the reality you are making him appreciate? Money. Physical things. So you have, is a reality in the spirit you should have. Is money a reality in your spirit? Let me know. The spirit, new creation, they are manufacturing money. Okay. So you want someone to appreciate his spiritual reality, yet in your songs you are replacing it with giving him another focus for him to appreciate and celebrate. Obviously it's now money or something. It cannot qualify the spiritual song. Even if the person that sang it is a pope. It's not a spiritual song. You must not water down, negate, or replace that priority with other things. Or even the worst thing, I think this is the worst for me. You must not present it to him like you don't even know what you're saying. As in, you present it to him, you think you're trying to present it to him, but you're not presenting it to him. Let me just explain a song. For example, I say, let us now sing a song. This song is a spiritual song. Let us come to church. I will sing it everywhere. Pardon me, sorry, I don't know the new songs that people are. So the song I know is the one I still know. Storm is over now. And I can see the sunshine somewhere beyond the clouds. I can see the heaven. Heaven is over me. Come now and set me free. Oh, now you will say many churches sang that song, right? Why did they say they are trying to sing it? They are encouraging you so that when you look right now and see the light shining somewhere beyond the cloud. So in their mind, they are saying we are encouraging the believer in his reality. We have to encourage him to have hope or to rejoice or something. That's the worst. What are you telling him to do, actually? You know all these things we have done? You should go and look at, okay, oh yeah, all of you, go outside and look at the sun shining. What will happen? We see the sun shining. I bet people, those people, they are not in Nigeria. We see the sun shining every day. Serious shining. What are you saying? You cannot say because you want to comfort somebody or encourage him because he's down. Use his reality. Let it be plain. And there's this Chris Devon song I like. The Lord is my light. And the light of my life, I shall not be afraid. You can barely hear that song and not be encouraged. When the morning fades and the night it seems to prevail, I shall not be afraid. It asks you why? Because I called upon his name long before my troubles came. And that is why I shall not be afraid. It's a very long song. But you'll just be hearing different that the reason why you're not afraid is because of an assurance you have in the name. And then he now says, though the dogs surround me to eat my flesh, though the siege is laid around my city, though the darkness be as the darkest night, no matter whatever it is, because I will not be afraid, because the wrath of the king is in the midst of all these people. God is ever present with me. Simple. Are you not assured? That one is not enough to assure you. Oh yeah, go and sing Storm is Over. So you don't say, I want to encourage, let us now package it attractive, let it be sweet. Because this one now is very, it's just simple now. You're just going, I shall not be, just going, blah, blah, blah. But your storm is over. How many things did the guy do? Sometimes my beginning steps righted and faith became a bread. And now I can be for the voices of the weak. We say, 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 oh Jesus. But that one is sweet. As they are singing that one, you are like this. As I told you, this church will never feed your carnality. Never. Never. You told our boring, as it's dry like that, you will hear it. You know, especially I've come to church, I say, why are people singing? Like, why are your songs? Like, why your song? Why don't we know it? Hey, because we are not, wherever you are coming from, we are not teaching the same thing now. Our song is the portion of learning. Abi. So for you to know, you have to be learning what we are learning. Simple. We are explaining so that you can explain. No, you remember why we teach, right? We are teaching this for explanation. Okay. So let the song, our songs is for a benefit, is to strengthen the consciousness of people. Spiritual songs are to edify men in things spiritual. Not in, say, after I listened to that song, I was not energized. Energized in words to go and take over kingdom, business, whatever. Ah. That's not a spiritual song. Strengthen our consciousness in the nature that we have and the responsibilities attached to that nature. That is a spiritual song. Edify us in things spiritual. Don't forget, songs are for the benefit for men. The benefit of songs is for men, not for God. You're not trying to remind God of what he has done for you. He knows. You are the one, his men, you yourself and other men, you are bringing in remembrance, putting in remembrance of what has been done. What has been done. Men that need a reminder. So, you make men see God as he is, what he has done. You also make men see what they have based on what he has done and make them appreciate the ministry they have received. 1 Timothy 3:16, this is all that we are about. Summarize all this, the sufferings of Christ and the glory that follows. You must be there. Be there. Daring them to pick up the walk. Not just that they are just saying, okay, there's a walk. No, pick it up. So, words are the primary way we edify one another. That's in Colossians 3. Colossians 3. Let's see something there. Yeah, some clothes. Colossians 3. Verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So what do you see there? What is the activity you have to carry out? The Bible says teaching and admonishing one another. You now do it in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, like that. But what you are trying to do, the intent of what you are doing is what? Teaching and what? Admonishing. The word admonishing there means to put in mind. To call to mind. To make someone to pay attention to. That's the meaning of admonishing. To call to mind. Pay attention to. Hey, pay attention to this. That is what we do in our songs. That is why, I don't know about you, for me, most of the songs, as they are tied to sermons, it is hard for me to forget the sermons because of the song. I can have a song that, for example, I can't forget Love Not the World Series 2 because of there's a priority in life, there is a purpose for my existence, and I found it. When we are singing all these songs, men and brethren, in case you have not been doing this, it is not for you to file and go away. It is for you to go back to the sermon and see why we said what we said. The songs are inside the sermon. When you can forget, I don't expect anybody to start knowing what pastor said word for word in that sermon. Can you? Can you? You can't. But when you now have a song that reflects the summary of the teaching, I found my purpose for life. I've got my choices aligned. This is the greatest treasure to me, and I found it. The summary of the teaching is that, hey, you cannot afford to live as everyone in the world is. For you that is a believer, you have a different purpose. You have a different priority. You are to attack it as someone who has found it and recognizes that it's the greatest thing to you. That is summary of what pastor said in that sermon. He said in plenty of scriptures. But how can we best capture it and make you pay attention to it through the song? So it is. I always get upset when after service, sometimes I ask people, what did we sing last week? And they cannot remember. It boils me. If I can't remember, I go to live stream, try to remember what was said. We are trying to explain the same sermon to you. So you don't take it casually. That's why we do what we are going to the extent to ensure that our songs are like this for a particular reason. Captures the essence of the sermon. Put it in your mind. Then with that song, as you sing it, reflect back on what you have learned. That's what we do in songs. Admonishing one another. Causing us to pay attention to. That is a spiritual song. Spiritual song. I can't forget the convention I attended. That was 2008 thereabout. I was a 400 level then. My first Lukav convention. And when I saw the theme for the convention, God's business, my life, I honestly did not understand. I did not know what they were talking about. What is God's business, my life? I don't know. When we got to the camp meeting that day, there's always a theme song for each convention. So someone would have brought out a song from that theme. And that year it was Dedicated to Ojimba. It was the one that was doing that before he died of blessed memory. He just told us that song that evening. God's business, my life. I am here to live his life. I'm here to make the world to see that he came to save the lost. Establish God's kingdom. Extension of his grace. I am today. Simple song. Does not even have plenty melody or anything. It was just a simple song. That was the theme song. And I can never forget that convention because of that song. Now, what were they trying to explain to us? That God's business is your life. It is all about you. You are an extension of God's grace anywhere you are. That this is your life now is to live God's life. Was what he was saying. I am here to live his life. Make the world to see. So in God's business, we had many teams, team expositors, not expositors of teams, people that came and were teaching. All I can remember from everything everybody said was that song. And with that song, I can remember everything that was said about that meeting. You understand? That is why songs come. You don't treat it casually. You don't. It helps you put in mind what you are learning. And finally, inspiration. Where is your song coming from? What is the source of this song? What is the source of it? What is the source of it? You cannot force us to label your song a spiritual song simply because you put God inside. Please write it clearly there. You can't force us to make your song a spiritual song because you put God. Christians, avoid that temptation. The song is nice. The song is a Christian song. Why? Because he said God. Can't you hear? That song that is supposed to say, as we they celebrate, we thank God, oh, you too much, oh, we thank God, oh. As we they celebrate. Because of that thing he said, we thank God though. We put you too much. Churches now said, okay, it's a spiritual song. We sing it. Because we are thanking God. And what was he saying? Thank God it's Friday. You don't know the song. All he knows is that it. It's talking God that it's Friday. And we rock it like it's birthday. Because you hear, Bulea, as they celebrate, we thank God. Be wise now. The worst one. Was Ezekiel, high five. You know, we are old too. We don't know what is raining now. But at least that, God will, anything you do, now God will, no, now God will, no, now God will, no. As I don't buy my car, now God will. As I don't build my house, you know the song? Ah, you catch me up. I said, don't pass my exam, now God win. Anything you do, now God win. Now God win. Now God win. So because the guy have said God win in his song, we should not bring him. That now the new apostle of our generation. Sir, take the microphone. God won, I beg. Explain more to us. How did he win? I said, don't buy my car. Now God win. Ah. See, don't sing because you've suddenly remember that you are a Christian. You are feeling guilty. You produce an album and the whole song, track one, maybe you have 12 tracks in the album. You have sang everything, sang for every other people, sang all the songs that you want to sing in this life. Sang God the thing that will make us gyrate. Then you now remember, I'm a Christian. Let me insert one song inside that. Looks like a, you say, Lord, we thank you for all you have done. Let us celebrate you, Lord, as you are good to us, so we're good to you. So we go. And then you just sing. And then you just say, this guy, that Christian, I see the song. A correct guy. Don't bribe us with that. We must know your entire inspiration. Can hoodwink us by choking Jesus inside somewhere. Jesus. Or just make one kind of passing reference so that you know that this song is not quarreling with God, though. They are coexisting. Please don't do that. Acts 16. And it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought our masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this she did many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. What she was saying was not necessarily a lie. But the source from which that information was coming from angered Paul's spirit. There should be a restlessness in you, not to just be accepting anything just because it contains one information that looks like by the time you stretch it like a rubber band, you can fit it in. No. The same thing 1 Corinthians 12 tells us. 1 Corinthians 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, verse 1, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. So the same way in the manifestation of the Spirit, we are not compelled, tempted to accept any manifestation of miracles just because it is supernatural. When the man himself in his preaching insults God, insults Christ, insults everything. What has Christ? See, Christ has not done anything. He says all those things, but he, one person that was lame, the person started walking. All of a sudden, he accept the man. But now you. No man can do these things except God be with him. Even though by his utterance, he's obviously saying, don't accept such. Same way, you cannot accept it in songs. You cannot just accept, this one, we hereby induct you to the spiritual circle of song givers. Because you have sung one half-correct song somewhere. And you'll be justified in, no. Let the entire inspiration. Let's know that this source, this person is born again. This person has a common nature that we have. We have a common identity. So he can encourage me in things that pertain to the shared identity that we have. You understand? You understand? Okay. So, a believer has God's spirit. That's a fundamental tool to bless. Because John 4 tells us that God is spirit. Worship God with God in spirit and in truth. We'll explain this in the next part. Just leave it here. And Philippians 3 tells us that we are the circumcision. We are the ones that worship in spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and we have no confidence in the flesh. So it is the best, the believer that has the spirit of God that can rejoice. So that first source must be there, fundamental. However, we know that a spiritual song cannot actually be tongues. Why? Because in those places we read, it says speaking to yourselves. Do you communicate tongues to yourselves? Huh? They let us talk. Who will talk in tongues with me? Oh yeah. Henry. Harry, let us communicate in tongues. Where is the microphone? Harry. Respond. So why do you not think speaking the spiritual songs that I have to speak to one another will also be tongues? It can't. If it is tongues, it's to who? God. What is to men? The interpretation. So if it is something that will bless us, they are singing to us, then it will be the interpretation of the tongues. Not that you are singing tongues to us. You understand? We can all sing. That's why Paul said, I will sing in the spirit. I will make melody with the spirit. I will sing with the understanding also. We can all sing together. But it, as together for us, we are speaking. The key there is ourselves, speaking to yourselves. It cannot be that we are talking to ourselves and singing to ourselves in tongues. No. It is understanding. But which understanding? The learning of the spirit that you have in your mind. That is why it's still a spiritual song. Do you understand? I said it can't be tongues. Tongues is to God. Tongues is spiritual, right? But your words and your songs is also spiritual. Why? Because it is a function of the learning in your mind based on the spirits that you have. It is not an isolated learning. Anybody can learn geography, learn anything, anywhere. That doesn't make it spiritual. But the learning of your nature, your reality, learning of that spirit that is you have in your mind, that is the source. So it's easy to know. Don't say because you were a don in the secular music industry and then you now became born again and suddenly you are under compulsion to now sing Christian songs. How bad now? Who put you under such a requirement? Untaught believers do what? Than and good. Untaught believers, they do more harm than good in Christianity. You just say, because I'm a good singer, my voice is awesome. So now that I'm born again, I want to use my voice to serve the Lord. So therefore, my first album coming up, you have not learned anything. You don't have a learning in your mind, nothing. You just say, we should come and be, you will definitely flop. Definitely flop. That's why you come and start terrorizing us with statements like, is your name in the book of life? Not everybody should sing because you have access to studio or you have a good voice or you have, don't sing. It's not by force. It's not by force. Sing from the learning of the spirit that you have in your mind. So you cannot just accept a song, say, because this person is a believer, we have the same nature. No, it must be an expression of that same spirit. Learn the reality that we have, that common nature. I'll stop here. Stop here. Pick it up later on Wednesday. But the reason why many believers just accept any song anywhere, yeah, it's a Christian song. Let us say, name the gospel artist that you know. You say, begin to forget Ron Kenoly, Don Moyn. I Trivet, and then Pastor Paul, this guy is old. Eh? Okay, your people that you know, anyway. So, because of that, because you have seen those people as the suppliers of your gospel song, you are now tempted to almost accept anything they sing. There was something I learned that Pastor Jonah's birthday was some days ago, and I said if I recount things I learned from him, it should not end. Pastor Jonah emphasized something that, hey, you are a believer. There is nothing that is difficult about you bringing forth songs. When persons ask me, how do you write songs when of course, I don't know any formal training. If you need me to play that keyboard, I can only play by the power of God. But with the power of God, it will not avail me in that one. I don't need that. Why? I have the Spirit of God on my inside. I have the learning of God in my mind. That is all you need. You are the one bothered about tune and let the song be sweet. That is where your carnality is coming to play. So you will not celebrate your own song. You by yourself. You, many of you have plenty songs. If I leave you, if I can put a record, an audio recorder in your bathroom, you will wax a bomb. So that's where many persons only sing. In the bathroom, everybody is the choir master. Lord, do it again as you have done it in the past. You rap, do everything. Come, nothing is going. But you will not celebrate all those ones. No. It has to be. If it's not coming from Ronke Nolly or this world, then it's not a song. So you are now hard pressed to almost accept anything. That's why it's funny. Choir that use, that teach songs, rehearse songs based on gospel. You know they are limited. You have just limited yourself. You score songs based on the songs that gospel artists have brought. So you now be checking. You don't know when you now accept what you should not accept. Hey, emphasize and amplify the spirit of God that is in you. It's what I want you to understand today because you need it for our rehearsal. All you need is that learning in your mind. Are you learning? Are you learning? Yes or no? Are you sure? You can count how many sermons you teach here every week. You are learning. Sing songs based on that. It doesn't have to be what the choir will come and sing for you. On your own first, develop songs to make you understand. What do you do after a sermon has been taught? You just gist and go. There are persons that can gist. You can say, after service, you can hold 10 meetings. It will not remove what you have learned. You understand? By the evening of that day, if you still get home and say, but your mind will still be very alert to process it. Not everybody's like that. There are some persons that if immediately they don't get it inside their head, in fact, it has finished, it has just gone like that. You know you are like that. Yes, after service, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours, you have not gone over the notes. You cannot come and be asking me later. Pastor, try to use to remember the things that Pastor used to say. Then you see that you have not understood yourself by yourself. Yourself and with yourself. No, that's what Pastor was saying. In doctrine, we take into account the nature of man. You know how best you understand. You know how best you remember things. Do all you can to ensure you remember. Even if it means to bring out a song by yourself. Even if we were not, if I wasn't teaching choir songs. If I have almost much more songs in my own record than what I have taught. The day this song, Eternal Realities Are Mine to Grasp, I didn't sing it to teach the choir. I was preparing for church on a Sunday morning, doing my normal preparation, getting ready. Then, as I was doing, I was just, my mind was in service, okay, I will understand what was being taught today. The pastor was around, I will understand what was being taught, understand his mind. Things that are communicated are eternal truths. I will be able to understand. God is not. I was just saying those, and I was singing in tongues. That's all, though. On my own, eternal realities are mine to grasp. God is not hidden from me. From the pages of the scriptures to the teachings of the saints, eternal realities are mine to grasp. That was all that went inside my head. I was singing again in tongues. That's the second one. Revelation of God in Christ is mine. You understand? So, in case you think it was one special writing that I carried by pen, oh Lord, speak through me now. I want to sing a song, a spiritual song. Lord, sing. Here I am. Sing for your servant hear it. And I said, where is it? Which tune will I use? Do. It wasn't like that. But I say, a believer, if you can sing in tongues, you are a well of songs on your own, by yourself, on yourself. You can just, it's a fountain that never runs dry. You just be bringing. Don't be tempted to discard your songs because it's not sounding sweet in your ear. Calm down. You understand? Calm down. Let it be a task that you do on your own. Just record it in your phone. You know, you might forget. Record. Pastor taught on healing. That was when he was in the healing series then. Almost a year and 6 months ago. I was saying that he was talking about don't despise man because of our body. You can't, even in this, as frail as this body is, divinity inhabits the body. So you cannot despise yourself and other persons because of humanity. He was saying all those things and about healing for everything. That day I was just in my room. I was even trying to even feel one kind of headache. I said, don't let my body fool you. Don't let my body fool you. I was telling myself and everybody. Don't let my body fool you. It's a corruptible body, yes, but it houses immortality even now. I kept telling myself by myself in songs. When it was not getting too much, it was very long. I put my phone record, very long. I'm righteous, I'm holy, I'm sanctified, filled with the image of God. I am filled with the fullness of God. So don't let this body fool you. Oh, don't let this body fool you. God's power is residing in earthen vessels. So the glory of the power will be to God. I was just singing. I don't need to teach the choir to compose a song. It's what I want you to learn. For yourself. Spiritual songs. Let me meet this requirement. You have learned. You know what you want to say. So you have a message. You have the Spirit of God. You have the inspiration. You have a source. And ensure it is a song that can remind others when they hear it about their own reality. Simple. Or don't we have the same nature? As I sang to myself now that eternal realities are mine to grasp. Does it mean that it's only my own to grasp? No. It's a shared nature. So when your songs proceed from that identity, it flows for every one of us. Is that clear? If I say we should do a practical session now, just on yourself, by yourself, with yourself, sing in tongues and bring it home. Will it be difficult? Will it be difficult? Are you sure? All right, let's build our feet. Let's build our feet. Someone on the keyboard, please. All by instrumentally, let's go. Let's pick up someone, pick up an instrument. Let us see what you understand in your songs. I can't oversay this thing. It's not difficult. It's not. I wish I can give you a lot of examples. Almost every song that I... Yeah, and then maybe further teach the choir. Like I tell you, I say sometimes, most times my songs come in videos. Pastor just finished teaching. We have a long... We are praying. What are you thinking about while you are praying the prayer? You understand? Don't be praying vague prayer. Your mouth is just moving. Let your mind be fixed on something. That is where you get the words to sing from. The day we sang, God needs my heart. What the beginning in this world were many things. Pastor just finished teaching, speaking word, and he was talking about how a lot of things are dragging for the believer's attention. If you allow it, plenty of things will take your mind away. But this same mind is what God wants. So what should you do? You keep your mind sane, keep your heart simple. That's what he said. And yeah, when immediately was done, Abraham was still playing the song, playing just the keyboard. As he was done teaching, we were praying. I was praying on that. This mind is true. A lot of things. I was just praying in tongues about that. And I was getting wet in tune with what he was saying. In this world, there are many things. I didn't complete it that day. I did not. I just got a few basic things. In fact, when people got to the chorus, God is my heart, God is my mind, God is my thoughts, I hooked. I know that something should be, I know the two, but the thing I hooked there. What did I, when your choir come, let us do this. I think it was this thing that helped me complete, you just brought the word, thing like, put it inside. Well, let's have something that you are singing from. Don't just, after same old pool, just go and you want to remember now. Let us help ourselves, admonishing our songs that will admonish, to put in remembrance what we have learned. There are some series I can never forget because I have songs on them. I can't forget it. It's not possible, it's not even possible at all. Even if you wake me up, say, hey, what the pastor teaches is not slothful in business. The sluggard, cannot even bring food to his mouth. In fact, as vinegar is to the teeth of a man, that is how, I can't forget that. We are fighters. We are this one. Okay. Redemption gave me a new life. It also gave me a new work. It's not far-fetched. It is with practice. I want us to be a family of awesome songwriters. We don't wait for choir. No. Every one of us. You can approach. See, I brought this song developed. We sing it. Trust me, we sing it. Because the goal is for everyone to be blessed. So don't see yourself as someone that is isolated. That's why for the last 2 weeks that we have done spontaneous songs, I'll just be laughing. When I see the way people are responding, I say this one, they've not composed songs on their own before. Because if you do, you know how it is that you have to tweak to get the tune to come out. You will not be looking at somebody that is what this person is doing. You won't. You will just be eager to you. In fact, in your mind, you should be happy with the progression. This is how you should. Do you understand? This is the person that does that. So let us together treasure this. Alright, sing in tongues, everyone. Just sing in tongues. Make melody. Let it be a tune that you enjoy. It's your own tongues. Just sing in tongues. Enjoy yourself. Put a learning in your mind. We just finished our Jesus series 3. A lot of things Pastor said there. A lot of things. How the word of God is on his own can build up faith in a man. How we should not have a faith problem. Hey, how we are the ones that can withstand situations by faith. We'll be patient with ourselves in the school of faith. We are the ones that we get things done by faith. That's something to put your mind on. As you sing in tongues, you reflect on that. A teaching tells you about ministry. As you are singing in tongues, you reflect on that. Hey, ministry, I'm not on the sidelines. No, I'm a full participant in this ministry. Think on something as you sing in tongues. Don't let your mind be blank. That is how you get things to bless us with. You need to close your eyes and focus. Focus. Sing to bless. Sing to bless. Sing to bless. Sing to bless. Just enjoy your service. Your melody, just go. Anyhow it goes. Just sing and express yourself in the Holy Ghost. Let your heart worship God. Oh, right on this. Glory to God. Just continue singing in tongues. Sing in tongues.
I am a believer. I express divinity all times. I am a believer. I can express my nature at all times. Oh, my nature is my reality. I can express my nature all the time. Oh, baby, I'm a believer. I can express all that I have. Oh, I am a believer. I express all that is within me. There is no limitations in my mind as to what I can express by God. Oh, no, I'm a believer. I can express God all the time.
Oh, glory to God. Was that difficult? Was that difficult? If you could sing a song, let me see your hand. Okay, we do again. So now, see, you don't have to wait for me to say stop singing in tongues. Once the words you are singing, do you understand? Once it is dawning in your mind, just be expressing it as it comes. One line, one line, one line. Let it go. Do you understand? All right, let's do it again. 2 more minutes. You must go soon.
Oh, brother, to brother, I'm never going weary. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, I'm not the one weary.
Oh, glory to God.
Hey. Oh, joy I have all the time. Joy I have all the time. Joy I have all the time. Oh, joy I have all the time. I'm not sure. trapped in my circumstance. I'm not trapped in my conditions. Oh no, I express joy. Oh, I express joy. Cause joy I have. Joy I have all the time. Glory to God. Hey, joy I have. Joy I have all the time. Hey, I'm not trapped in situations, no. Joy I have all the time. Hey, I'm not trapped by others, no. Joy I have all the time. Hey, I'm not trapped in situations, no. Joy I have all the time. Ha, hey, hey, oh, glory to God. Joy I have, joy I have, joy I have all the time. Ah, glory, glory, glory. Oh, joy I have, joy I have, all the time. Glory to God. So I was able to sing now, let me see your hand. I was able to sing a song in my understanding. It might not be sweet, but I got words and I was able to tune it. I was able to do that, let me see your hand. Awesome. Awesome. It's so easy. This is not a practical session because people are writing the exam today, so I will not call you to sing out. But please do me a favor. Between now and Wednesday, this is all I want you to be doing. This is all I want you to be doing. As you are listening to your sermon, as you are receiving understanding, just be putting melody, sing in tongues, fitting, as you are singing in tongues, in whichever way you want, fitting words that you, as you understand, into those things. Just be writing it down. You see my sermon notes. Most times, you just see, after a sermon, you just see song. Many of them I don't teach. 4 lines, 3 lines, bam. Maybe I can remember that sermon by this. Put it there. And on Wednesday, we are going to have a practical session. Glory to God. I hope we should be. By the time I feel, I need to get to joy because we will see joy as a reflection of singing in tongues. Glory to God. Glory to God. I can do these things. I can do these things because I have God's Spirit in me and I have His learning in my mind. Simple. Simple. Don't put people, don't give people a superhuman status and say, ah, this man is just bad. He's like, ah, you can also bring out some. Treasure that one. In the same spirit. Same spirit. Same spirit. Treasure it. More will come. As the more you do it, the more you get precision, the more mastery comes. As you take that step in confidence and amplify what you're able to express, mastery comes. Mastery comes. But disdain not. Disdain not. By disdain, we are retrogressing. But this thing will make you retrogress. But this thing will pull you back. This thing will amplify. Be a God amplifier. Be a God amplifier. We're responding to God, Pastor Tortoise. What God, that God moves in men, just a sparkle. Just it is a tickle. You are the one who amplifies that promptings. And you're able to bless all of us. From Wednesday, we'll continue in this. We have awesome time together. We just celebrate ourselves. We'll do practical session on joy. A lot of things. See how much we can take it. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you. If you have something to give, please make the ushers. Greetings from Pastor. Greetings from Pastor. This week is going to be quite free. Wednesdays and of course vigils. Please don't miss vigils. Please. I'm begging you more than I'm begging you. I don't know how you feel. Sense are praying. And you don't come. First Friday, second Friday, third Friday, fourth Friday, fifth. I don't know how. I wish it was possible that God, we are these robots just for some times. That you just be where you are. And in your dream, you'll be seeing us praying. You'll be seeing us praying. Like you'll be tossing on the bed. But it can't happen. You'll see sleep sweet even though people are praying. Anyway. Please try not to miss vigils. Just come around. Let us pray together. Nobody is a superhuman in prayer. We encourage ourselves in prayer. We do. We do. And on Sunday, of course, service here. Don't forget, you have this. When is the end of the month? 29th, right? Which is this week. So you have this week to meet all your various targets. Everybody that needs to meet targets, fill up your prayer books. Let's not have issues. Thank you. Meet all your prayer targets. Meet all your PR targets. Meet everything you need to meet. And next week, glory to God. Glory to God. Next week, by next week Monday, we'll have Pastor July in the house. I'm very excited. But if I can barely say it, not smiling. It's someone I love, eternally love and respect. Please come partake of the ministry of Pastor July.
many, all our pastors are coming from everywhere. They are Pastor Bookie, Pastor Joshua, they will all come around. And we'll not cap it up with singing his finished works from the end of Friday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But it's a week long off. In fact, I don't even know how to just ensure you're available. No excuses. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, every evening. But this week, we're entering Wednesday, Friday, and then Sunday. Is that simple enough? That's simple enough. All right, just lift up your hands as we close. Father, we thank you. We remain grateful for the reality that we have. We are men who don't discard it. No, we don't. We don't. We don't. We have enough things to think about. We have enough things to fellowship with. We have enough things. We're not the ones that only pick up these things when we come to church. No, these things are always in our consciousness. That's how we get better. And this week again, we manifest who we are, what we have, who you have made us. We esteem the things that are excellent. We do not esteem things that are just casual. No, excellent things are what we esteem, and excellent things are what we do. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. All right, have a blessed week, everyone.